Hey, Saucy But Sweet fam. Last year, we talked about Kanye West in part one of What the Fuck Are We Gonna Do About Ye? And we talked not only about his downfall, but about how his behavior was impacting those around him, like his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, who did her best to deal with the verbal abuse he subjected her and Pete Davidson to. Many excused his bad behavior for years as simply the result of mental illness. But after the last year, many stopped justifying his behavior and stopped seeing his mental illness as a valid excuse. If you're like me, who grew up listening to Kanye, you know that acknowledging that one of the best rappers of all time is a narcissist is a tough pill to swallow. Sit back and relax. We have a lot to unpack. You are now listening to Saucy But Sweet with Allie McPherson, a podcast where nothing is off limits, where we talk about everything from romance, sex, pop culture, and everything in between. Sit back, relax, and enjoy an unfiltered time where we keep it sweet and always saucy. I am so excited to have Katie Hirschenroder joining us once again.
Yay! So, hey, Katie. So happy to have you on. Welcome back to the show. It's been, I think, a year. So I'm so happy to have you back on.
I mean, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you're on for a good talk, because last time we talked about the same thing and we went into it. So it's going to be something today. Yeah, so before we get into the topic, how are you enjoying the new year so far? I know, you know, we passed New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, but I'll probably ask every guest this until June, because I'm still wrapping my head around the fact that it's 2023 already.
Oh, and
that
absolutely. Time's flying. Yeah.
So how has the new year been for you?
It's been all right. It's been spooky, right? Because it's 2023 and I don't even know what that means. I personally am just excited every day that the sunset gets a little bit later. That's I'm looking forward to in the new year, is the sunset getting a little bit later, feeling like I can leave my apartment and walk around. And yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Yeah, for me too. Actually, I've noticed that too. Like, it's been being lighter later, which I love, because the worst feeling, and I'm not like in an office or anything like that, but the worst feeling is when you're in an office and you've been in the office all day and you get out like 5 or 6 and it's dark, pitch dark. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, dang, like there's your whole day. Even though the day's already, you know, the time's the same, but it's just when it's dark, it feels more, I don't know, just dim, especially winter too with this cold weather. It's like, go away.
Yeah. Yeah, I am not built for this cold weather.
Nope.
I mean, I work from home basically all the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's the same. Like, I will get done with work at like 6 something. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I could leave, or I could just stay home and cook dinner and watch a show or something.
And go to bed, because that's what you're thinking of. It's dark outside and it makes you feel more tired than you would be. Like, it's just, that's what it does for you. And honestly, like, I know spring is far, but hurry, please, spring, please. Mm-hmm. We need something for this winter mess. And it's been, and also let's talk about the fact that it's been the weirdest winter ever in New York. Like, all my New York listeners understand that this is not a normal winter at all.
It's hard because I, like, get so excited if I walk out and it's not frigid, but, like, I know it's coming, like, it'll be here before we know it, and then, I don't know, it's gonna be April and still you're gonna need gloves on.
I know, yeah, it's crazy. I remember, like, my birthday, which was January 6th, it usually is, like, 8 degrees, maybe 5 degrees, maybe 4 degrees. This year, it was, like, 40. I said, that is unheard of. Unheard of.
Oh my gosh. Right? Give you a chance to like show up and show out though, I'm sure, with the outfit.
Oh, I sure did. I said, hey, no jacket. Come on. I have my little cute little fur jacket that I got in Toronto. And I was like, I couldn't have worn this if it was the normal New York winter. So I don't know. Global warming is coming for us, okay? It is coming. I think Miami is like also like I'm going to Florida.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm going to Florida for a like a spiritual retreat, and I looked at the weather and it's not that different from this weather right now. So I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, it's crazy.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Wild. So what has been the biggest lesson of the last year for you? I think I talked about the biggest lesson in the last episode. So what is something that you've really learned over the last year that you're bringing with you this year?
I think that one of the main things that I'm taking into the next year is really to cherish my friendships that feel really safe and comfortable, and where I feel like they're excited to see me grow and I'm excited to see them grow. And, I just had so many incredible experiences with friends this past year, and also, some hard situations and where friends really like rallied, and just seeing the people who are really active in caring and showing up and taking some of the burden away from you is really, really lovely. And just honoring that in the next year, I think, is something that I'm definitely paying attention to.
No, that's a great one. I said it before, but that 2022 has been very transformative for me. I think, growth is not always great. It sucks. It feels so hard. But I think this year I'm going to like bear the fruits of like what I learned last year, and a lot of the painful lessons, a lot of the situations. It's growth and it's really hard, but this year it's here and we're gonna kill it. And I think it's already starting pretty good. So not that many complaints other than the crazy winter. But yeah, so let's get into it. Kanye. First, I'll ask, was anything particularly shocking for you that Kanye has said or done over the last year? Or was it sort of on brand for him? Because the last time we talked about this, we were like not really shocked. We were like, eh, this is really him. This is who he's shown us to be. So has anything since we've spoken shocked you?
I'll say two things. I'll say first, I think it's always shocking, just in a really human sense, to hear people say potentially dangerous things about other people and to say things that could inspire violence against groups of people. I think that that's always shocking because it's always alarming. That noted, I think that I'll just use the example of misogyny. Misogyny doesn't really shock me anymore. Well, actually, let me say this. Misogyny doesn't surprise me anymore. It still shocks me. Like, I'm not surprised whenever new instances of audacity happen from men against women. And I'm specifically thinking about, things that have happened against Kim, and also just misogyny against some of the women who have challenged him, particularly in the last few months. That's never surprising to me, but, it always is shocking just to be reminded that, like, these type of violent statements exist.
No, for sure. I mean, I think really 2022 was his downfall. I feel like in a lot of ways he kept going. Like, I remember when we were talking, it seemed like every day was a different headline, but literally when we were done, I was like, oh my God, like he keeps going and he's just burying himself. Like at this point, I'm like, he did it, like he wants to bury himself. Like it seemed, even him losing a billion in business deals, right? In a day. And not just with money, but fans. I feel like not only did you burn bridges business-wise, but with your fan base. And it just seemed like he didn't care. Like it's like going on and on and on.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that, people have been commenting on a lot with Kanye in a way that I think is really apt is that the early indicators of these type of thoughts, like early indicators of misogyny, early indicators whenever he started wearing the MAGA hat, or whenever he started making inferences to groups of people that control the world, that those, if not taken seriously, do escalate in this way where it feels like, and it feels like it because it's true, that every day it's something new. But that's because this you know, this kind of misinformation and rhetoric feels like too soft of a word, but this type of misinformation and rhetoric just spirals if left unchecked or if left to grow.
Yeah, for sure. And do you feel like most of the media was pretty much consistent with holding him accountable for his words? Or do you feel like you're still seeing a lot of excuses made for him? Because I personally have seen a big change in how people have spoken about him since, you know, really the middle of last year.
Yeah, there's definitely a stronger use of language in the media, a stronger sense of condemning. Of course, there are still instances where that isn't happening.
Over the last few months, I have been steadfast on going to nail salons and either getting extensions or just adding nail polish to my nails. We all know that can do so much damage to your nails. Not gonna lie, they are not in the best shape at the moment. If you're anything like me and love getting your nails done, but are on the lookout for products that will hydrate your nails and leave them looking and feeling the best they can be, then Sundays is the perfect nail care wellness brand for you. Each product is non-toxic and vegan. Not to mention, it will leave your nails feeling refreshed and ready to go. As you know, we're all out here trying to enjoy a hot girl or hot boy summer, so we need to make sure our nails are in tip-top shape. Clean beauty products are the best form of self-care. What are you waiting for? Log on to sundays.com, and for a discount on your fave nail polishes, serums, and hydrating products, use the code ALIVENUE. That's ALIVENUE. Your nails will thank you later.
The media is getting better at not making it a tabloid story, but I think in a lot of ways it is still being treated as a tabloid story. A main critique that I have is that if some of his earlier instances of, say, misogyny had been held accountable in a real way in the media, like the situation with Amber Rose, the situation with Taylor Swift, earlier situations, like that. If those weren't treated as like, oh my gosh, he said this crazy thing about these women and was treated with accountability, I do think that we would be in a different situation. And I also think that some of that sensationalism is definitely still happening. And part of that's just because he's a celebrity and he's been a celebrity forever. And part of that is because it involves the Kardashians, and everything that involves the Kardashian is tabloid fodder. So, yeah, there's definitely still this presence of this is drama. This is interesting because it's drama versus the weight and the influence that his words really have.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree with that. So as you probably know, Kanye said a range of things last year, things that I think I don't even know if early this year he said anything yet. I think now the tabloids on him is that he's married to some white woman that I don't know, or no one really knows. So that's like now what his name is like, oh, he's married to this like Yeezy employee, whatever. Mm-hmm. But last year he said many things like Hitler was great, he loved him, a range of other very anti-Semitic comments, including, you know, that Jews should forgive Hitler, just right. Let it go. And I believe it was, you know, it was on Alex Jones' show where he said this, which really shouldn't shock anyone, because if anyone knows Alex Jones, they know that he is not only idiotic and very offensive himself, but he's also, you know, far right, alt-right radio host. So really, the fact that that's who you got, like, that's where the only place you can go to spew your hate at this point. You know, it was just crazy. Like, every day was just something about Jews and women and unreal.
Right. And I think one of the most interesting things about him going on Alex's Jones show, and also the involvement that he had with Nick Fuentes, is these men already have such loyal followings of people who are just ready and yes. excited to hear someone with influence spewing this kind of misogyny, hatred, anti-Semitism, like the like White Lives Matter shirts. Like, they are just chomping at the bit to hear someone that has such a huge platform saying these things. And so yes. I think that it is incredibly remarkable that he did it around men who already have such an established platform. And I think that one of the really damning things is that now all of these people, and, you know, a lot of young men, not exclusively, but a lot of young men are listening to it because he's on Alex Jones' show or because Nick Fuentes is talking about him.
Yeah.
And it just, I think, kind of reifies this idea in that community's head that, well, look, like, Kanye's saying it, so that means that it's gaining traction, or, like, people don't understand his genius, or something like that. I just think that it's remarkable that, you know, some of the most horrific things that were said, you know, with Alex Jones.
Yeah, and also, let me just say this on another note. What, like, we know that Kanye and Trump were besties, you know what I'm saying? Probably have sleepovers, probably call each other every night. Like, they were, like, in love with each other. Kanye and Trump were like this. And now, what happened last year, and this is how I really knew Kanye lost his mind and how I knew everything was falling for him. Trump and him kind of had this back and forth. I don't know if you remember. Trump somehow, I think, threatened Kanye because Kanye is running for president. Mm-hmm. Yes, y'all, he's running for president. And Trump was like, I think it threatened him. It was like, you know, it's never going to work. Also, you know, he kind of turned on Kanye as well because Kanye brought Nick Fuentes to Trump's place or wherever. And Trump was like, oh, I don't even know him. Like, what? Like, he brought him. Like, the fact that now them two are not even on good terms. Like, I was just like, wow. And this is the same guy who had the MAGA hat, mm-hmm. who was saying, you know, all these things. It's so seeing that crumble too, it's just like Kanye has like no, like, who is your friend? Who is in your corner right now? No one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, that reminds me of a couple of things. Just immediately, it reminds me of the period of time when people who had been close to him were reaching out over text, and I'm sure in a ton of different ways as well, but we saw that they were reaching out over text because he was sharing, you know, the screenshots of the conversations over Instagram, like, of people reaching out to him, offering care and offering support. And, you know, I think it's telling that even in these moments, that there were a lot of people still so willing to provide care. Yeah. And, you know, I think that that speaks to the cultural impact, the societal impact that Kanye has had for the last, you know, decades. And I mean, it also reminds me with the whole Trump and Kanye thing, this recent thing where he got mad that he was going to run. It makes me think two things. One, it makes me think that this is just another example of Trump using people for his benefit and then dropping them whenever they no longer serve his benefit. Yeah. Well, and I mean, it's this part of, you know, being surrounded by yes men and being told that you are the smartest, most incredible mm-hmm. man in the world. And as soon as someone isn't saying that or is challenging that at all, you can just send them away. But it also reminds me, and one thing mm-hmm. that I think is fascinating, is there's this element that Kanye would take away votes from Trump's base. And I mean, that's probably true, but I just think it's remarkable that there's now this element that, you know, that there is a constituency that would vote for Trump, but if Kanye ran, would vote for Kanye. And I think that yeah. that group of people, we haven't talked enough about, and we don't know enough about their political affiliation or how they view politics or why they would be a Trump voter and then a Kanye voter. Mm-hmm. Like, that group is really interesting to me politically.
Yeah, I want to know who the hell is a Kanye voter. I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone who was like, yeah, Kanye would make a great president. You know, like, I think, I don't know. I no idea.
I'm curious if it's, you know, this person who watches Alex Jones and is excited that he's hanging out with Nick Fuentes. Like, is that the Kanye voter? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. So, you know, it seems like a lot of people in the media gave Kanye a chance to redeem himself, and yet he clearly just did not want to make things any better for himself. You know, he ended up on shows like Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones. You know, he went on and on about abortion in the Black community. He, you know, was talking about why he wore the White Lives Matter shirt and, you know, all of this stuff. And it just seemed like, you know, people really did give him a chance. Like, I know the one platform that was not going to give him a chance, which I respect, is Breakfast Club. They were not going to have Kanye on. But I feel like, you know, it just, he was not able to redeem himself. And when you end up on Tucker Carlson's show, that's how you know you've really lost your mind. This is the guy that says, if you see a kid with a mask on, call child services.
Hmm. Yeah, the Tucker Carlson interview is also really interesting to me because of the story that came out that there were scenes that, you know, they weren't going to include, or the whenever we got to see some of the behind the scenes footage of him talking to Tucker. And what struck me as so fascinating about those interviews is that in a lot of ways they were speaking the same language.
Yeah.
Whenever they were using euphemistic terms about people, you know, controlling society and everyone and you know, all of these euphemistic kind of dog whistles about wealth and money, yeah, in the Jewish community. Like, Tucker Carlson and him were speaking the same language, and I think that those deleted or not included, however you want to call it, scenes showed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's crazy, and a lot too. I know that there were like hate groups. I think like a lot of you know, anti-Semitic groups that they were like excited by what Kanye was saying. And I think there was a lot of things going down where they, you know, it was like kind of like the Trump, back when Trump was president, people were coming out their house and they were excited to be racist, excited to be disgusting and open with it. Because, right, because these people have always been there, but Kanye and Trump are saying, it's okay, come out. I'm letting you be who you are. And then that's how the Capitol riots happened. Like, all this is happening because we have people in charge or people in the media who are narcissists and who just are kind of allowing other people to do this and spew this hate as well. So really, Kanye, unfortunately, his behavior really has started this whole thing.
Yeah, I think that you bring up a good point that there is this, you know, a lot of people make this argument where, well, he's just expressing his opinion, and people said the same thing whenever Trump said anti-Semitic things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this comment like, oh, it's just words, like, this is free speech. And we saw it during the Trump presidency, the, you know, just really wrenching increase in not only anti-Semitic activity online, but real tangible anti-Semitic acts of hate. You know, we saw shootings, we saw death threat, like just everything under the book, and just clear anti-Semitic targeted hate. And we saw that these people that were committing these acts of violence were calling upon the same anti-Semitic language and the same dog whistles that these people in power were saying. And so, you know, I think whenever that argument is made that it's just words, or you know, that Kanye is just expressing his opinion, I think that there is a either a lack of understanding or an intentional ignoring that these words have a direct implication and a direct trajectory towards violence. And yeah, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, just to give people a rundown of all the stupidity that Kanye has displayed over the last year, just in case anyone has forgotten, I got a whole list. You know, he attended Fashion Week with Miss Candace Owens, who, if no one knows her, please look her up, because I'm not going to give her any airtime, thank you.
Yeah.
He was wearing the White Lives Matter shirt, went on and on about how abortion is terrible in any case, no matter what.
Yeah.
No exceptions. Of course, the whole I Love Hitler debacle that he wanted to focus on. Also his verbal attack against Vogue editor Gabrielle Carifa Johnson. Mm-hmm. And then later Hailey Bieber, who was defending her, rightfully so, from his attacks. And he attacked Gabrielle Johnson because she spoke out against his White Lives Matter shirt. So anytime that someone speaks out against him, like you were saying, anytime, I'm done, I'm gonna slam them, I'm gonna say whatever, I'm gonna do whatever. Look what he did with Pete Davidson. He didn't even come out and talk about anything against him. He just was with his ex-wife. You know, it just seems like, even John Legend is not friends with him anymore. He talked about that. So many people. And what I do love, I have to say, I have to shout out the people that publicly denounced Kanye's behavior. Jamie Lee Curtis, Sarah Silverman, Jack Antonoff, and even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So applause to them for publicly doing it, not just privately. Mm. Before we go, I don't know. Oh, God, I wish I knew their names. But two black men who bought the rights to, like, White Lives Matter or something like that. So that can't be, like, turned into, like, a brand or anything like that. Because I think what Kanye did, if his loyal followers could wear it and maybe they want to adopt it, they don't have the rights to it. So shout out to that two black men who did that. I got to look them up. Good on you guys. Just want to give them a nice shout out on the podcast.
Yeah.
But yes, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much again for digging into the whole Kanye debacle with me for the second time. So yeah, this has been amazing.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. Always glad to chat.
And that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to Saucy But Sweet with Allie McPherson.